Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you on a Saturday morning, Kevin and Chris here on Pregame Daily, getting you set for Game 2 of the 2023 season. Braves and Nationals coming up later on this afternoon. Chris, it's a 4:05 first pitch. Braves looking to clinch a series victory, and they give the ball to Spencer Strider here today. And, of course, we know the special season that he is coming off of. And, look, it's early in the season. You played one game. You had a day off. But, man, a 5- or 6-inning stint from Strider would be huge for this bullpen that really had to cover a lot more innings than I think any of us envisioned going into opening day on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a scramble, a little bit of a scramble. Look, mission accomplished. Washington helps out because, as we talked about the other day, the difference between the Braves and the Nationals, and there are a lot of them, one of them is, at a given moment, how many guys do you really want to tell me in the Washington lineup? You go, oh, I'm okay with him in the 8th and 9th. Like, that guy gives me a distinct advantage. It's not going to happen very often for them offensively. For the Braves, there's a handful plus of guys that you go, oh, if it's him, I'm good with that. If it's him, I'm good with that. And that usually is the factor that separates good teams from not so good teams. How dangerous can you be on a given night? And then if a couple of guys get on the proverbial roll at the same time, Kevin, you usually beat to the tune of 20-4 now in the last 24 games up in Washington, a not so good baseball team.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we saw. And look, I know that it wasn't a save opportunity when Minter got in the ballgame because the Braves had those tack on runs in the 9th inning, but he had already gotten hot. He was ready to get in the ballgame. And with Raisel Iglesias being out, it does seem like, at least, Chris, from what we saw on opening day, Minter probably your best option, your best bet to serve the 9th inning until Iglesias gets back. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I do. I think he's been there, done it enough in front of Brian Snicker in this group to know that he's the one. Now, how many days in a row, especially early in the year, we'll look at temperatures, whether it's here in Washington or St. Louis, weather conditions might come into play a little bit more than, let's say, it would in June. You don't want to play the game of run him out. But I do think if you put yourself in a position for save opportunities, and here's what you're really hoping, Kevin. You're hoping you're not in save opportunities in the next couple of days. Now, St. Louis is a different story because they are a better baseball team. But boy, it'd be nice and it'd be a luxury if you actually had your guys shut them down, then you find some runs, and then you do whatever you want in your bullpen. Not because of the other day, 3 1/3 with Max Fried coming out, but you legitimately get to go who gets work today, who gets work 2 day games before they head to St. Louis and play night games. I would like to think that you're good enough offensively, and what you have on the mound certainly today is good enough to hold them down, and then you do what you want to set up Sunday and Monday's bullpen.
It's amazing how things change in this game from year to year. Think back to last year. We're doing this show very early in the season. Matter of fact, they haven't even started the season. They were still in spring training because of things being slowed with the lockout. But Spencer Strider wasn't on any of our radar. No. We had heard about him. You had thought maybe he'll be some guy to follow this season. And here he is. He's become one of the most exciting young pitchers in all of baseball. 202 strikeouts, 131 2/3 innings, the fastest pitcher ever to 200 strikeouts. And for me, man, I get excited for Max Fried starts. You know, Kyle Wright did some great things last year. But to me, I think the one guy that everyone now wants to see pitch every 5 days, Spencer Strider's become that guy. He's become must-see TV when this guy takes the mound.
Yeah, and look, baseball likes the look. They love the legs. They love the mustache. They love the big arm. You know, whether it's the long home run or the 9,900 mile an hour fastball that you can do whatever you want with it, as in blow it by people, that's an attraction. You know, the game hasn't changed in that regard. For everything that's happened with rule changes, DH in 1973, mound higher, lower in 1968, I think the one thing that still has been a constant is you hit a ball a long way, people go, wow. You strike a guy out with heat at 100 miles an hour up about his eyes, people still go, wow. Spencer Strider's got wow. Now, will he have to pitch more? Yeah. The good news is he didn't necessarily look like a thrower last year. He was a pitcher. He's the guy that says, Kevin, you know, I'm sure you've read this or heard him say, why am I going to have a 10-pitch at bat? I'd rather give up the walk and get this nonsense done with and get to the guy that I might have a better chance against or start out 0-0 with. That's confidence. You know, there's a cockiness and a brashness that comes with, but it's also an understanding of, why do I want to spit into the wind? Give me an opportunity for success on the fewest amount of pitches. And he is a young guy, certainly seems to understand that, maybe more than a lot of young guys do.
Yeah, he's thorough. He keeps a journal of just about everything he does and everything that he experiences when he's out there. So for being so young and as inexperienced in the major leagues as he, relatively speaking, is, really impressive stuff from the young guy. Braves, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, you know what's really crazy, too, about this lineup and Schuster and Dodd and, you know, the makeup of this team? You got a 36-year-old guy the other day who wears the number 63, picking up a win for the Braves. Now you'd go, oh, okay, who is that guy? Because he was with Seattle, he was with the Yankees. But it also pushed him to a 12-11 overall record. The guy made his major league debut in, like, 2012. But I'm sure it was a really good – like, Skip Schumacher won his first game as a Marlins manager yesterday. They give you the cold beer shower. They stuff stuff on your head, they powder or whatever. I'm not saying it was that for a guy who's been in the majors since 2012, but it is surprising. You know, nobody on their bingo card would have had him winning game one for the Atlanta Braves up in Washington to start the season out.
It'll be a trivia question when we get to like August or September, who got the first win of the season for the Braves. And we know that it was Lickie. Getting the job done. That I'm sure that'll pop up on one of your pop quiz questions later on in the season.
Yeah, it's just crazy. A 36-year-old guy who just comes over here this year and nobody really knows, because what kind of run did he get in spring training? If you really think about it, what kind of run? Do you think his name was mentioned five times during spring training?
No.
Because of all the other stuff that's going on around this team. And he does end up with win number one. But that's the beauty of it. You don't know where it might come from, offensively or even maybe coming out of the bullpen, especially with Iglesias down for a little bit of time.
Yeah. And well, look, the Braves got off to a good start. We'll see if they can win a series here today. They see Josiah Gray, who, again, Chris, is one of the young pieces for this Nationals team. Yeah. They're hoping that he can end up being a top of the rotation starter. Couple of names and couple of matchups to keep an eye on. Ozzie Albies has some good numbers lifetime against him, as does Matt Olson. He's got a homer against him. Austin Riley has struggled against him. I'm curious what the lineup looks like today against a righty. I don't think it'll be a repeat of what we saw on Thursday, but how different does the lineup look today? Maybe is a better way of phrasing it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big fan of, let me guess. You know, it's interesting because this team, look, the other upset the other day was Marcelo Ozuna starting the season in left field. I didn't see that coming. Ozzie Albies hitting fourth, didn't see that coming. Because he plays left field, you actually get Travis d'Arnaud as your DH hitting in the eight hole and ends up with four hits. We'll go back to what you asked me the other day. How many different lineups will we see in the first 10 games? I went with five. Well, I can guarantee you this. This is going to be number two out of two games. This is going to be a different lineup today, no doubt about it.
Might be five before the road trip's over. Who knows?
Be five and six. It really might be five and six. So, And Josiah Gray's kind of an interesting guy. Look, I don't want to go into many details, but when you talk about, you know, being activated in 2021 by this team, he's got he's a Dodger guy, Dodger prospect. This is a guy who in just a short amount of time, has got a lot of transactions on his list. You know, he's got a bunch of transactions on his list, seven-day injured, assigned to the Oklahoma City Dodgers back in 2021, and then with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't know, and they don't know. I was trying to figure out, is he one of those guys that is – how old do you think he is? Do you know how old he is?
Is he 25?
He's 25 years old. Now, at 25, you know, this is a guy who's got a 7-10 record coming out all of it last year. Actually, I think his career 9-12. But – this should be the time, right? If a 25-year-old is going to get it, he drives to the ballpark knowing he's not going to get a lot of offense. If that still wrecks you at 25, you haven't picked up on what you have to be at this point to stay in the major leagues and be successful, even if your team isn't. I'm kind of curious to see how it starts for him this year. And if the Nationals really have a guy, perhaps on the mound, that not a lot of people know a lot about.
Well, look, there's not going to be a whole lot of pressure on him and a whole lot of expectations to win. So you think that maybe, just maybe, that helps him settle in this year? I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out.
This is the Scherzer-Trey Turner deal, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the trade deadline deal that brought Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers. So, you know, again, this guy was part of that deal. So is there an expectation? Yes. 25, we'll find out if he is a guy at this point.
Yeah, we will find out. 4:05 Eastern, where we had some storms roll through the Atlanta area this morning, first thing in the morning. I believe they are blowing through the D.C. area yep. around lunchtime, so we should be good to go for a 4 o'clock first pitch. You and I will have our first installment of 680 Game Day today at 2 o'clock Eastern, and then we'll have the Ford Leadoff Show on the Braves Radio Network. You'll have a pop quiz. Are you gonna ease into this thing, or man, are we just diving into the 12
foot
end? Kevin,
here
today?
It is. I'm gonna even give you the question: who picked up the first win for the Braves in 2023? It's not even a big long list. It's just one: Lucas Litke.
Lucas Litke.
He'd be the answer to that. Thank you very much. I'm gonna start you out 1-0 as we get ready for game day today. Looking forward to it. Don't forget, you can actually find this wherever you find your podcast. Braves Daily Podcast. We'll post it on the Omni Park, the Podcast Park, and Apple, Spotify, wherever you might get it. We do want to thank the fine folks who make Toyotas and the fine folks who sell Toyotas. Marietta Toyota right there on Cobb Parkway, family owned and operated since 1975. They've grown as the community's grown, 3.5 generations now worth of car buyers. High school driver, college driver, you, they do it the right way. What's your budget? Let's figure out. How do you go from a 2019? I think that's what we're going to get to a 2023. Let them do the financing and let Marietta Toyota put a deal together that fits your budget. And then, of course, aftercare service, pre-owned vehicles. You can start online at MariettaToyota.com. We want to thank again the fine folks over at Toyota, one on this side of town, one on Kevin's side of town, and we will keep you posted all year long with Braves Podcast Daily.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.